Honestly, I miss her little giggles. She has little giggles throughout the day, and you just hear them from the other room, and it's just a very comforting thing because it's like contagious. Sometimes I like, don't really know what to do myself because I'm like always hanging out with her. I don't know. That's the part that gets pretty lonely.
That's Athena Miller speaking on a night that she will never forget. After attending a comedy show with her roommate Heather, she bore witness to a horrific hit and run involving her friend that would alter the course of both of their lives.
It's definitely something that replays in my mind every day. Sometimes I'll get flashbacks and it's either me turning around and seeing her on the ground and watching the car drive away. And then other times it's when I got to her face and she just looks so confused and lost. And sometimes it gets me. When she was on the ground and I wasn't in front of her face yet, my first reaction was, I hope she's not dead. I was just in shock. I didn't really know what to do, but like it was only like a split second, so immediately I just like ran over to her and I was kind of just screaming her name, hoping that she was like awake at least.
After rushing her friend to the hospital, Athena thought that the hardest part was over. She did not realize that Heather's winding road to recovery would take her back to Murfreesboro and away from Chattanooga.
I don't think that it really processed through my head like the first like 2 weeks how long she'd be gone for. But now I'm getting more realistic and it's kind of seeming like it's not gonna be for a very long time. As like a whole, all of us just really miss her a lot. In my daily life, Heather's someone I talk to every single day. So like, it does get a little lonely at the apartment.
Athena misses her friend, but is able to look back fondly on the time that they spent together in Chattanooga.
Really just anytime I go out to eat with Heather, I gotta say those are probably my favorite memories because we're very big food enthusiasts. Honestly, one of my favorite memories was from that night. Earlier in the night, we had went to the Tap House and we were just melting over these burgers. We were just like, oh my God, this burger is so good. And we kept switching off the burgers because they were just so good. And then the comedy show obviously was just a great time.
Though Athena knows that there are no shortcuts to the healing process, she admires her friend's perseverance and believes that she will one day return to the scenic city.
How driven she is right now to get better, it seems like the doctors say it's steady, but in my eyes, she's healing really fast.
This has been Eli Rushing with Rising Rock Media. Music is The Calling by Rizian.